Thank you for calling NextPL. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
My name is Sue Scaife, and I was calling to see when if they're scheduled to come put my microwave in that I bought yesterday. I don't want it sitting on my counter till next week.
Do you have an order number associated with this order?
No, I don't. I mean, you mean an order number for them to come out?
Is this order with Home Depot or Best Buy?
Home Depot.
May I have the phone number associated with the order?
Well, I don't know which one I gave them. Cell number is 912-282-9536.
Sorry, could you repeat the number?
912-282-9536.
And did you receive a call from XPO regarding the time frame?
I can't understand you. It's so rattly. What did you say?
Can you hear me now, ma'am?
Yes.
Did you receive a call from XPO with a time frame?
No, I didn't. I just bought it yesterday. I didn't even know that that's who's to come put it out. They just told me when I called Home Depot.
Okay, one moment while I go ahead and try to locate an account by your phone number. One moment.
Well, I can give you, that was my cell number, and that's what I usually give, but I also have a landline.
Okay, and what is that number?
685. Shoot, let me look. You don't usually call your home phone number, and I've mixed up numbers, so let me just look right here. My landline is 678-965-4354.
Thank you. The system is currently searching by that first number that you provided. If nothing comes up with that one, I'll go ahead and search by this one.
Okay.
Thank you. One moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for holding, ma'am. The system is still searching by that phone number. It just takes a little longer to search without the order number.
Would the order number be on where I bought it? The sales slip where I paid for it?
I'm not sure. The Home Depot would have created a PO order associated with this order. And that information would be in our system.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Just one moment.
Sure.
Okay, thank you for holding me. I did locate an order with that phone number you provided. Could you verify your name, address, and email?
My name is Sue Scafe, S-C-A-F-F-E. My first name's Sue. My address is 1670 Piedmont Lane, Cumming, Georgia, 30040. And what else did you ask for?
Your email address.
Oh, S as in Sam, V as in Victor, Scafe, my last name, at comcast.net.
Okay, thank you. This is for a Home Depot installation of a microwave.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is showing that this is currently not scheduled. Shows that this was just submitted in on yesterday. One moment.
Correct.
Okay, one moment. Okay, thank you for that hold. So this order is not able to be scheduled at the moment. Once the order is finished processing, you will be contacted today to get scheduled.
Do you have the phone number that they have to contact me with? I have a doctor's appointment today, so I wanted to make sure they had the cell phone number.
Yes, ma'am. This is the number that's listed, 912-282-9546.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That's my cell number. I have a doctor's appointment this morning at 10:20.
So if there was happening a phone call, on that number to get scheduled for the installation.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist with today?
That's it. You have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling XPO.
Thank you. Bye-bye.